This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A suspect's been charged with murder in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. The AP's Ben Thomas has the latest.
Manhattan prosecutors have filed murder charges against Luigi Mangione in last week's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old remains jailed in Pennsylvania, where he's charged with possession of an unlicensed firearm, forgery, and providing false ID to police after his arrest at a McDonald's in Altoona. Court documents indicate he was sitting looking at a laptop in the rear of the restaurant wearing a blue medical mask. Police say a customer noticed him and an employee called 911. Altoona police responded, and Officer Tyler Fry says when he and his partner asked the suspect to lower his mask,
he didn't even think twice about it. We knew that was our guy.
The criminal complaint notes they asked if he'd been to New York recently, at which point Mangione became quiet and started to shake. I'm Ben Thomas.
President-elect Trump is responding to what Canada's prime minister's been saying. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Americans are beginning to wake up to the reality that tariffs on everything from Canada would make life a lot more expensive. And Trudeau says he would retaliate if Donald Trump goes ahead with tariffs. The president-elect has threatened to impose a 25% tax on all products entering the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, unless they stem the flow of migrants and drugs.
Donald Trump responding on social media, calling Canada a state and Trudeau the governor. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is testifying today in a corruption trial. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing. Firefighters have been battling a 3-alarm brush fire this morning in Malibu, California, near Pepperdine University, prompting evacuations. Thousands of people are being evacuated in the Philippines after a volcano briefly erupted. This is AP News. There's word of more layoffs at Boeing.
Boeing has laid off hundreds of additional employees in Washington State and California as part of planned cuts that will eventually reduce the company's workforce by 17,000. In October, Boeing said it would reduce its workforce by 10% as it tries to recover from financial and regulatory troubles and a strike by its machinists. Boeing says the strike did not cause the layoffs and that layoffs are a result of overstaffing. Boeing has been in financial trouble since two crashes of its 737 MAX jetliner killed 346 people in 2018 and 2019. The company's fortunes and reputation took an additional hit when a panel blew off the fuselage of an Alaska Airlines plane in January. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is $3.01 a gallon on average today, 7 cents less than a month ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.